I'm Matt Rippey.
I'm Matt Pearson.
I'm Ben Stratton.
I'm Gary Fannin.
And we are four-thirds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Wait, four-thirds? How does that work?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 330, Our April Fools.
I'm sitting here with the four-member cast of the 12-week UK tour of the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised.
And me.
And Davey. And I wanted you all to meet them and get to know them well. First of all, Matt Rippey. Matt, say hello.
Oh, I'm old news.
Yes,
that's
you're right.
Exciting
right.
Young whippersnappers.
So this is a...
You'll figure it out.
This is a... Yeah, this company, usually when we come over here and we start a tour, it's almost always... I mean, recently, it's always been new guys. Mm-hmm. It's always been good guys. But this cast is a combination of crafty, wily veterans, including Matt Rippey, Gary Fannin, plus some two young newbies.
Hi.
Hello. We're young and newbies.
Because we want that mixture of guys who can play, you know, Polonius and the old guys like Matt Rippey. So, Matt,
we're 2 minutes into this podcast, and you've already said the word old like five times. Cut that out.
So, regular podcast listeners.
The old guys.
Regular podcast listeners will recognize Matt Rippey. We've talked to him many, many times before. But Gary Fannin. Oh. Gary Fannin is back rejoining the RSC. You first joined the RSC for the UK tour of the Complete Millennium Musical Abridged.
That's right, and that was in 1999.
Wow. And that was a century ago.
It was. It was the other century. And I distinctly remember my audition. Because I had had my appendix out about 8 days before the audition, and I thought, I got to cancel. I'm not going to go in. But I went in, and I think you and Reed basically cast me because you felt sorry for me. And so I will take the pity vote, and I've never looked back. Yeah.
Well, there have been some people that we have cast over the years out of pity, but I think you're the only one we've cast out of pity that we don't regret.
No, I'm good.
Because then you went on to, from Millennium, you went on to perform at the Criterion, right?
That's right, yeah. So I did the year-long tour with the Millennium, went straight into the West End, and lived there for about almost 6 years.
So how many RSC shows have you done?
Four. So I started with the Millennium and then learned the Shakespeare show. After that, learned the history of America, and then I went on to do the Bible.
Wow. And then you helped us direct the tour of the Completely Hollywood Abridged.
Completely Hollywood, and also the books tour as well.
That's
when that
right.
First came to the UK. So both of those tours, their first outings in the UK, yeah, I was happy to sit back, watch you guys direct, and go, oh, that's how they do it.
Well, and I remember when we came over here for the auditions for this tour back in January. We knew we were going to see, Davey had lined up a whole bunch of auditions, but we were thrilled that several RSC veterans came out to audition, one of whom we were going to cast and he ended up not being able to do it for a variety of reasons, but you were able to, and at first we were flattered that, oh, look, isn't that nice? They want to come back and work with us. And then we realized it's probably, oh, times are tough over here, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very tough. I need a job, man. Just give me a job.
But that's what it is, right? It was a job.
Partly, yes, of course, yes. I mean, it's great to be sort of an employed actor, you know, but the real draw to this was that I've always thought of the Reduced as almost like a fraternity. You know, it's like the friendships that we form, but also these styles of shows, no other theater is like that, you know, and doing these and getting that audience reaction, it's fantastic, you know, so the chance to do that again, how could I turn it down?
Oh,
you know?
That's awesome. Well, and then we came over here. The first time we auditioned a bunch of North American actors here in London was back in 93, and it was pretty slim pickings. We ended up not finding anybody that we liked. This time we had a really strong group. I think Matt Rippey, you and Davey and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the podcast. We had a really strong group of people audition for us this year. Really strong. There's a ton of good American actors here in the UK. And we cast the two of the best ones that we could get. Ben Stratton, Matt Pearson. First of all, what brought you guys here to the UK?
Oh, well, I actually studied here at drama school.
You did?
So, yeah, I went to Lipper here.
Okay. Lipa. Lipa is that like a liposuction thing? What is that? I don't even know what that is.
It might as well be. It sort of sucks the talent out of you and then sends you out into the world. It's actually Paul McCartney's old school.
It's his alma mater.
It's old school?
It is.
That's Penny Lane University? No, this is Liverpool something.
It's the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts.
So it's actually like in the building where he went to school?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Oh, that's awesome. How awesome is that?
It's amazing, and he gives you your degree at the end.
You got your degree?
Shook his hand, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You got your degree from Paul McCartney?
I have a picture.
Yeah. This is
touched Paul
McCartney. We are now all touching the hand that touched Paul McCartney.
Did he play Hey Jude?
No, that is one of his songs, isn't it? I thought that was a John Lennon. That we don't talk about John at school.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
It's a dark cloud.
No, I'm just kidding.
And you're like a real actor. You trained in stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Are you kidding? He's a real actor. Ben comes to us direct from Broadway. Am I right about that?
Yeah. The Broadway Studio Theater in Catford.
which is where? I have no idea where Catford is.
It's somewhere in London.
Southeast London, somewhere?
Near Lewisham. It's near
Dogford. That's a terrible joke. Next to Dogford, yeah.
I was going to make it.
Nice, well done.
People from Catford and Dogford don't tend to get on, so they don't, you know. I'm really sorry.
No, nice. Listen, wow. Don't leave it all on the podcast. Save some of that gold for actual performances. And where are you from in the States?
I'm from a small part of California called Taylorsville. It's kind of like a really small town, sort of up in the mountains.
Is that up near Oregon? Way north, yeah?
Oh, yeah, it's like up near Canada. I don't know, yeah.
The Canadian section of California, I remember it well.
Yeah, totally. But I lived with my dad in Chico. For a long time.
Party school, we just played there.
Yeah. That's why I live with my dad in Chico. It's the party capital of the United States.
Nice.
But it was great. But it's good to be here.
And so you came over here when?
4 years ago now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. Wow, that's a great story. Matt Pearson, I'm dying to know your story. Where are you from in the States?
Well, I'm actually English.
What?
Yeah, believe it or not, I was actually born.
You've got the worst English accent I've ever heard.
No, I was born in England, but I moved over to the States, and I got my American accent from repeated viewings of the Police Academy movies. Oh. I used to just watch them on a loop.
That's where you got your sense of humor as well?
Exactly, yeah, and I think, you know, I think...
I'm a big Michael Winslow fan.
Such a good machine gun.
And a lot of people don't realize is you can watch them in completely random order and they still make sense.
Yeah, really?
The Police Academy movies, yes.
Also the work of Matt Pearson as well. Yeah. You can do that as well. Yeah. But I think the Reduced Shakespeare Company owes a lot to the comedy of the Police Academy movies.
Please tell me you didn't train as well. Are you a trained actor? I don't want you guys raising the bar on us now. God.
Why are you into Performing Arts High School? Clear a bar. You're okay. So what brought you over here? To go to school?
Yeah, to go to Central School of Speech and Drama in London.
That's nice they took you back. No, wait a second. So did you audition with your American accent, or do you have an English accent you can fall onto?
Well, I did a kind of Gil Goodian accent in my audition, and then they were like, what are you doing? And I just did my American accent, and they liked that better, actually, so I got in with that.
Can we hear Gil Good?
Yeah, I was going to say, could you do
a good impression?
Oh, my God. It's something like, I'm trying to think of,
that
bit in Arthur where he says, I'll alert the media, sir. He's got that kind of quivering thing in his voice, like that. So that's
we've been rehearsing. We're at the end of our second week of rehearsals. We go up to York on Monday. We'll go up to York and we'll do text and we'll open in York and then they'll send you off in the hinterlands near and far. But it's so much fun. we do the Scottish scene. The golf scene in the sports show, but you guys are rehearsing, the Scottish play. Right. Your Scottish accents are really pretty good. Can you give us some of your Scottish accents?
Macbeth, your ass is eating the windy.
Ooh, oh, yeah. See, that's very convincing.
I don't even know what he said.
Yeah. Totally authentic.
What's one of your Scottish lines?
I don't like it, but I support a woman's right to choose. Ugh.
That's really good.
Yeah.
He's trained.
3 years training right there.
Well, that's Ben Brewster McCracken Stratton.
It does. does. But that's the joys of studying over here. Uh-huh. You pick up these accents. Gary, how's your English accent?
Oh, my English is fantastic. I've been here, what, about 16 years now? And well, I'm doing it now. Can't you tell?
Oh, that was it. Oh.
I was waiting for it. I didn't.
See, you have the same English accent I do, where people go, are you English or just affected?
I know. It's definitely the affected. Yeah, I see. Yeah. It's all the inflections.
My English accent is quite simply just Dick Van Dyke. All right, mate. Nice one. Hello, Gav.
Hot water bowl.
Hot water bowl. She's getting a bit previous. Well, she don't know. She's on her way out.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Brian, and I'm the stage doorkeeper here at the York Theatre Royal. And you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Well, in the States, you can see us this spring of 2013 in Mamaroneck, New York, State College, Pennsylvania, and Urbana, Illinois. But this week, we begin our 12-week tour of Great Britain, playing the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised, at the York Theatre Royal, and then moving on to New Brighton, Loughborough, Westacre in Norfolk, and that performance is sold out. Norwich, Wellingborough, Southend-on-Sea, Burnham Wood. Not Burnham Wood. Boreham Wood, Red Hill, Horsham, the Nottingham Playhouse in Nottingham, and one of those performances is sold out, but I think they've added another one. Wolverhampton, Salford, Keswick, that performance is sold out. They might have added another one there. Kendal, Bradford, Durham, Wakefield, Bracknell, Canterbury, Newbury, Guildford, Oxford, Croydon, Hedge End, Shanklin, Yeovil, Exeter, Swindon, Crawley, Tunbridge Wells, Tewkesbury, Bromsgrove, Newtown, Bridport, Barnstable, Solihull, Hereford, Harlech, Great Yarmouth, High Wycombe, Camberley, Hastings, East Dulwich, Aberystwyth, Southport, Lincoln, Barnsley, Barrow, and Furness, Leeds, Ayr, Stirling, South Shields, Musselburgh, and then for 4 weeks we'll be performing at the Leicester Square Theatre in London. Several of these performances are already sold out, and many of them are close to, so check our tour schedule, our Twitter feed, and the venue near you for more information. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. So the show you were doing in Catford is the, if I'm getting the title right, the 25th annual
Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Spelling Bee. And so that's a musical. You have musical chops.
Yeah. I come from a more musical background than a straight acting background, really.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I love Shakespeare, and I love straight acting, but yeah.
You've already got the job. You don't have to.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, I love musicals.
Could you give us your monologue now?
Dear God, no. Spelling Bee. I was playing a 12-year-old Boy Scout who gets an erection and then gets his word wrong, and he's absolutely distraught about it. And I got to do that for 4 weeks, which was really cool. Yeah,
that's very cool. And Matt Pearson, your English accent must be slightly convincing, because you come to us not only from the Chariots of Fire production, of the live stage production of Chariots of Fire in our old theater, the Gilbert Theater, but then also you. What understudied the 39 Steps?
Yeah, I understudied both the clown roles in the 39 Steps, so I'm used to learning two roles in the same show and switching between
the job,
them.
Right.
Did you ever go on?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
Great.
I mean, both roles?
Yeah, in both roles. Never kind of near to each other. My nightmare was always doing one role one night and then doing the other role the next night, which I never had to do.
Right.
So that's good. But, I did it quite a lot of times.
Well, it's funny because, you know, the 39 Steps took over for us in what we like to think of as our theater at the Criterion Theater. It's been running since we closed, basically. Was it, now that you've been rehearsing with us, is it similar to how you rehearsed for the 39 Steps?
Kind of. There's a lot more. In 39 Steps, there's a script which is absolutely set, and there are moves which are absolutely set, and then you have a certain amount of freedom within that. Although I was understudying, so I also had to kind of almost replicate somebody else's performance. But in this, there's more scope for slight variation and improvisation based on, because of the audience participation as well. You never know what you're going
to
get.
Oh, my God. And you had to do, I'm now remembering, you had to learn that long, lengthy monologue at the end that explains what the 39 steps is or are.
Yeah.
How was that?
Please don't ask me to do it because I can't remember.
Have you cleared it? You just wiped it from your hard drive.
So the first feature of the new engine is greatly increased ratio of compression, represented by R minus 1 over R to the power of gamma and 9 sigma to the power of XY squared, duplicated by 32.71 points and 88 point querying, reduced by 19 alpha.
Oh, that was very good. Well done.
You're fired.
Epsilon. There's something about epsilon in there as well.
That's pretty impressive. I mean, I think it's harder to be an understudy. Study, honestly,
than to go on.
Because you have to learn it without the promise of going on, and then when they call you, you got to be ready.
And the first show I did was, I think I'd been there like 2 weeks, and I had to go on, and I didn't really know what I was doing, and I would come off stage, and someone would just put a hat on me and a coat on me and push me back on stage, and I had to vaguely remember the lines that I was supposed to be doing. So at least I'm getting, you know, a couple of weeks rehearsal with this one.
Well, you're going to get the same treatment here, mate. Same treatment.
Except with wigs.
Yeah.
Wigs and skirts.
One of the things that has been so much fun for me in rehearsal is that you guys, as we said, you guys are actually trained actors. And we've had people who aren't trained actors, and that's good. They're more improvisers. They came up, they trained a different way. But you guys know how to work, and what I mean by that is that you take direction well. And what I mean by that is, it's not just that you're doing what I tell you, although you are doing that, but you are able, I can see the wheels working in your head to where you're taking what I'm saying and you're internalizing and going, right, how can I say this? And I can always tell when I'm not being clear, when you then go off and do exactly what I said and not what I meant.
Yeah, which is exactly what I do in every rehearsal.
In every time, because you're trying so hard to do exactly what I say, and I clearly need to be more clear. And
you need to say what you mean, obviously.
I need to say
what you say. I don't know.
I need to say what I mean. This is what I'm finding. But the other thing is, and this is what's so great about having Gary and you, Rippy, back with us too, is that the two new kids, the newbies over here, Ben and Matt, are fitting in. You guys really do feel like you're part of that fraternity that you were talking about, Gary. Like you all went to college together. How are you doing that? because this is the first time that's happened so quickly and just the first and a half week.
Well, we're all sleeping in a big bed together at night. That's the first
thing. In Davey's bed. That's part of the punishment for being pretty awful in rehearsals. Some people say punishment. Some people say treat. Only Matt Rippey says that.
No, but you're playing very well with each other, and that's one of the things that we were certainly looking at, because that part, that aspect of ensemble is so important.
I think that is one of the things you learn at drama school, to be generous to your fellow actors and
to listen. And I think to listen. I mean, that's one of the big things that a lot of untrained or young actors, they go, oh, this is my line, so now I'm acting. And then when it's not their line anymore, they just stop because it's not their line, and they're waiting until it's their line again, and then I'm going to act.
Yeah.
But you know, any good actor will tell you most acting is just listening. And I think with this show, there's so much of that. You have to listen to each other rhythms and even jokes.
We all have a shared ethos here, which is that the rehearsal hall, that rehearsal room upstairs, we all, without talking about it, have treated it like a playground. It's a playground. It's a safe playground. And a lot of the stuff, like even if we're just joking around, and I think the other day, Matt Pearson, you something weird happened and you slammed your forehead onto Ben's shoulder and cried. And we went, was that a choice? And you went, no, that's just me. And we went, well, but that's a great choice. Do it.
Because it looked absolutely real.
Yeah. So that's fun when that stuff happens.
Well, and the other thing I'm noticing is that, yes, we're running all the bits that you have to run, Rap Othello and the prologue an epilogue to Romeo and Juliet, and the encore, the fast encore, the faster encore, and the backwards encore. We're running all that stuff because you've got to get that into your bones, like the histories. But we're also getting to rehearse actually scenes from the play, and that's honestly something that we have not had an opportunity to do a lot because the rehearsal time is short, and also it takes so long for some people to pick up the moves, pick up the surface stuff, and you guys are getting that so quickly.
One of the things I'm really pleased about is that, you know, when you come in to recreate a show, as it were, that already exists, one of the things you're worried about is you come in, you're just going to be copying somebody else or just, like, you know, learning, like you say, learning the moves. But I think we've been talking about what's underneath that, and that's, I guess that's the difference between remounting a show and understudying, where you're just literally copying somebody else,
right?
Whereas we're actually trying to find, you know, the truth behind it.
Yeah, and you guys will be alternating. So Matt Pearson, you'll be taking Matt Rippey's role sometimes, and then you will also double with Gary in the Red role, the Reed Martin role, and Ben, you'll be doubling as well. And Gary, you already double as Black, the Hamlet role, and Red, the Polonius.
Yeah,
role.
Yeah, and it's even with this rehearsal, it's been fantastic, because obviously I did this for so many years in the West End, and I got into such a pattern and a rhythm of doing it over and over again in a certain way, and these 2 weeks have been fantastic. It's like me actually having to think about the text. What am I saying? And what is it?
How's that for you, Matt Rippey? You've proven that you can teach an old dog new tricks. Give it up. Woo!
Actually, later on in the summer, Gary doesn't know this yet, but he's going to be doing all three roles at the same time.
In a single night, as a fundraiser. Yes, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Well, and we've made some... I just emailed Reed this morning. Reed couldn't come over for the rehearsals, but I just emailed him. We've made just one or two changes in the... Rap Othello.
Yeah.
You guys are actually making me laugh at Rap Othello again. Wow. And that's really a nice
treat. And it's
treat.
Not just because you're so white your hips don't move. Sorry.
No, there is a significant Caucasian factor to what you're doing.
Irrevocably
Simon Cowell's next show, the Caucasian factor.
Yeah. I break dance in this, okay? I'm bringing the moves.
If you guys wait. That's not break dancing. That's broke dancing.
No. Not right. Not right.
Mountain.
Whoa! Now we're going somewhere else.
You're busting a move or you're busting a hip.
Yeah.
Well, we've been doing this show a long time, and there's a lot of different combinations. And I guess what keeps it fresh and fun is the people, you know? Is that it's you guys. And so now it's like reapproaching the show. It's going to be a new show because I think Matt was saying it, is that it's not copying. It's finding your truth within it. And because you're you and there's never been another Matt Pearson. Oh, no, there was that other Matt Pearson.
Yeah, he sucked.
Yeah. But
he was much better.
He was much better.
They couldn't get him, so they had to get me.
They got you. Because you're understudying Matt Pearson, aren't you?
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun watching it develop and knowing that we're going to have our show. It's going to be different from any other complete works that's hit the road. So it's exciting. I just want to get up on my feet. I'm tired of you guys doing it.
Yeah. I feel really lucky to be a part of a company that it's kind of almost like being in some sort of old rep company where they're doing these shows and it doesn't feel like this is it. It feels like this is the start of a long journey with this company because I think that's what's really exciting about it for a new actor. This is, you feel like you're part of something that's been going for a long time, and you're part of this now, and you want to put what you can into it, and you want to.
Unless you
I'm passionate
suck,
about
in
it.
Which case you won't be invited back.
We'll leave you in Bognor Regis on the side of the road. I feel a lot of love in this room. Group hug.
Yeah, here we go. A toast, gentlemen. Welcome, welcome to the Renew Shakespeare Company. That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your fools via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, jester and japester Matthew Crow. Music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Jessica Lee. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Brian Sullivan, stage door guard of the York Theatre Royal. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 339/990 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Can we do this podcast at the end of the tour to see how their mood has changed?
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.